Blog Talk Radio.
Amazon.com. So lessons 1 through 5 are available right now.
Before we continue on, please keep in prayer your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ who are going through persecution all throughout the world. We want to keep them in our prayers, in our minds, in our hearts, and always keep them lifted up because they're going through many atrocities that we have not even seen here, and it will be coming to America. We know this. The Bible lets us know that there will be persecution. So we want to keep those who are already going through it, we want to keep them lifted up in prayer. All right, if you're not following me on Facebook, please follow me on Facebook on the K.L. Rich Ministries for your latest news that you can use as it relates to the Bible and end times. And also, you can subscribe to me on Facebook. I'm sorry, on YouTube under Evangelist K.L. Rich. Please subscribe to me on YouTube under Evangelist K.L. Rich. Now, I do plan on coming back live where you will actually be able to see me within the next few months. Hopefully, by June, I'll be able to come back to you live. I miss being in front of the camera with you all as I used to last year, and so we're going to, again, get that started back up prayerfully in June. All right, we have a ton of headlines, so let's get started. Now, I got an article. This was from JewsNews.com. I believe it was JewsNews.com, and they were showing a picture that Illinois has allowed for Islamists to wear their burqas when they're taking their driver's license picture at the facility. So that's right. They're able to wear their sheets, because that's basically what it is, their black sheets over their heads, taking a photo. The thing is, you can only see their eyes. That's it. So they're able to take a picture in their sheets, according to the article from JewsNews.com, and this is in Illinois. So I said, you know, I'm supposed to be moving back to Illinois within the next few weeks, and what I'm going to do is when I go to get my driver's license, and I'm going to be sure to record it when I do, because I'm going to write an article on TCGlobalNews.com. That's a newspaper, a Christian newspaper that I'm writing for. That's TCGlobalNews.com. I will alert you as to when I do this article. I'm going to go into the Illinois driver's license facility in my area, and I'm going to wear my Navy veteran hat. And if they say, well, ma'am, you have to remove your hat, I'm going to say, well, are you allowing Islamists to wear their burqas? And if you allow Islamists to wear their burqas, then I am going to be able to wear my Navy veteran hat because I serve my country. I will have my DD-214 and my veteran ID, and I'm going in there to take a picture with my veteran's hat on, okay? Because this is nonsense. If they can take pictures in burqas, then I'm going to take a picture in my veteran's hat. And I'm going to record it all, and I will let you know. I'm going to put the video up so that you can see it, and this will be taking place within the next few weeks when I move back to Illinois. I will keep you updated because that is nonsense. So you're taking pictures of people with sheets on. You don't know if it's a man, a woman. You don't know what's up under that sheet, okay? So this is where our country has gotten really, really ridiculous. Always making exceptions for Islam. Well, they're just going to make an exception for the military, okay? I'm talking about our veterans. And even active duty, I know the active duty can't do this, but I'm going to do it because I'm like, this is ridiculous at this point. All right, moving on. According to the Pope, he himself is not a Christian. I got this from TCGlobalNews.com. Pope Francis, who may refer to the Antichrist, who many may refer to as the Antichrist, recently criticized GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump for his position on immigration and American national security. The Pope said a person who thinks only about building walls wherever they may be and not building bridges is not Christian. This is not the gospel. Let's clarify using the Pope's own logic. His hypocrisy: the Pope lives and rules Vatican City, the smallest independent state in the world, enclaved inside Rome, Italy. This landlocked sovereign city-state covers roughly 110 acres throughout, which roughly is 600 to 800 people live, including the members of the Swiss Guard. To be clear, the Pope lives in an enclave totally closed off by a 2-mile-long, 39-foot-high stone wall described as a fortress. Okay, and I don't have time to read everything, but this the lady went into details. and I'm going to give her name at the end, she went into details for the cost of even the apparel that he wears. His mitra costs $580, which could send 72 children to school in Afghanistan. His crozier costs $6,574.50, which could buy 2,191 insecticide-treated bed nets. His chargeable, which is $3,874.50, could heat a home for an entire winter in the U.S. His domotic is $364.50, which could pay for a mission trip to Moore, Oklahoma. His pectoral his cross that he wears costs $895, could buy 3,898 pounds of rice. His coat is $2,983.50, which can fully vaccinate 74 children in developing countries, which I'm not into the vaccination thing, but we're just breaking it down. The Rochette is $452.25, which could pay the average income in Uganda, and his Kazakh is $715.50, which could buy 35 copies of the Holy Bible on Amazon.com. Now, she got this off of the Huffington Post, and the writer of this article is Bethany Blankley. And I don't have time to read the whole article, but the thing is that while the Pope, we've talked about this, is talking about you're not Christian, if you have walls, you should be building bridges. Well, he has not taken down his walls. He has not, while he's trying to look like a servant of humility and the poor, his robes, when he is fully dressed, it is enough to pay thousands of things. You could do a lot, okay? So, again, the Pope is a hypocrite. Okay, move on. Authorities piece together motive in Kansas shooting rampage. Kansas authorities on Friday were investigating the motives of a gunman who killed three people and wounded 14 others, five critically, during a 26-minute shooting spree that ended when an officer shot the suspect to death at the factory where he worked. The gunman was served a protection from abuse order about 90 minutes before the shooting in Heston on Thursday, and this could have triggered the event. Local media reported on Friday, citing Harvey County Sheriff T. Walton. The shooter is said to be 38-year-old Cedric Ford. Law enforcement in Heston, a town of about 3,800 people, about 36 miles north of Wichita, has said the mass killing was not terror-related. Okay, they always want to make sure they say, oh, it's not terrorists, oh, it's not Islamists, or whatever. Even if it was, the first thing they're going to say, oh, it's not terrorist-related or whatever. Okay, but I will say you got people that are gone crazy now. You know, Obama normally jumps at the chance. This is why we need to take the guns out of criminals' hands. And now, what you need to do is allow the American citizens to have open, concealed, and carry, and that's what would stop them from shooting. If you knew that you were going to die right away because somebody was going to have a gun, and as soon as you get ready to get trigger happy, you're going to have a bunch of different people blasting you, that would shut that down right away. It's not about taking the guns. We see that in Chicago. That is not working, okay? Your criminals still get the guns while the legal people is the ones that's having to go through all the background checks and all that. Criminals are still going to get their guns. Obama should know. He was running the thing in Benghazi, okay? He was running the Fast and Furious through Mexico, had gun trafficking from the United States to Mexico. He knows about how illegal guns get on the streets because his administration was doing it. Can we say hypocrisy? All right, let's move on. Iran pledges thousands of dollars for Palestinian terrorists. Iran will pay thousands of dollars to families of Palestinian terrorists killed while carrying out attacks against Israelis, Tehran's ambassador to Lebanon said Wednesday. Mohammed Fatih Ali said Tehran will give $7,000 to families of martyrs of the Intifada in occupied Jerusalem. Let me stop there. Okay, so as Obama administration has done, they released billions of dollars to Iran with this so-called fake nuclear deal, which was crazy. Okay, we talk about Kim Jong-un crazy. We got an insane president. Okay, I know some people, pro-Obama is the spawn of the devil, but we're not going to even go there. Okay, but the thing is that they are paying families of dead terrorists who went and attacked Israel, okay? This is why this was insane. This is why this nuclear deal that John Kerry, and all the other goonies did with Iran, it was insane. Because now they're using money to pay Palestinian terrorists. And we already knew that that was going to happen. So they're celebrating whenever they kill Israelis dead, they're celebrating. So this was just the most insane deal that the United States made with Iran. It was insane. It was crazy. It didn't make any sense. It didn't stop them from getting any nuclear materials. And on top of that, as we've covered before, Iran is able to police themselves. Do you remember back when you had the security people going in? I forget what you call them. They were going in when Saddam was alive and going in to check to see if he had any nuclear weapons of mass destruction, which we know was a lie per Bush administration. Okay, and they were going in, always going in to see if they can inspect and everything. Well, okay, right here. They're not doing that. They're giving them 24 days to do inspections, and then on top of that, they're able to inspect themselves. What kind of sense is that? That's like telling a murderer, go put yourself in jail. We're going to let you check in, check out. Pat yourself down. What kind of sense does that make, okay? So this is the kind of craziness that's in this administration. All right, moving on. Syria fighting rages as cessation deadline nears. Syria's government and rebel groups have agreed to join a plan to cease hostilities on Saturday, Russia said, while fighting rage on several fronts as combatants sought to gain advantage hours before the agreement was due to start. The U.S.-Russian cessation of hostilities accord is due to begin at midnight. Warring parties have been required to accept by noon. Under the measure, which has not been signed by the Syrian warring parties themselves and is less binding than a formal ceasefire, the government and its enemies are expected to halt firing to allow aid to reach civilians and peace talks to begin. Okay, so basically, they're so-called agreed to a ceasefire, which is not actually binding because there was nothing signed. So basically, what is this, a word of mouth that, we're going to agree? Now, the thing is President Vladimir Putin, he says that even though they've agreed to this ceasefire, it does not mean that they're not going to fight the Islamic State, the Nusra Front, and other groups which the Syrian government regards as terrorists. That will continue. So President Vladimir Putin said, hey, you know, Russian president, he said, hey, we might agree to this ceasefire in Syria, but it's all bets are off when it comes to the Islamic ISIS, Daesh, ISO, ICE, whatever name they want to call them. They got all these names for ISIS, okay? They're playing word games, okay? Obama uses ISO. The news uses ICE. It basically, they're all Islamic State terrorists, okay? And these other groups. So Russian President Vladimir Putin is saying that all bets are off when it comes to them. They're still going to attack them. They're still going to fight them. They're still going to kill them, all right? Now, they won't harm anybody else, but they're saying that they're not. That does not include them. Now, as we know, the United States is arming their so-called Syrian rebels. These Syrian rebels are nothing but ISIS. The United States has not learned anything. As I've told you before, and I've played clips on the show before, is that out of Hillary Clinton's own mouth, she said that the very people, this was years ago, the very people that they arm are the ones that they have to fight later. And the United States still hasn't learned anything. They're still arming the Syrian rebels, okay? And then on top of that, you got Turkey buying oil from the ISIS, And so, of course, Turkey doesn't want ISIS to be defeated. That's why they shot down Russian jets and all of this. Now, I just told you the other day that there were reports that I believe 12 Russian generals were killed, I believe by Turkey. It was downplayed on the news. What in the world? What is going on here? Okay, what side is Turkey on? Okay, Turkey is in NATO, but at the same time, Turkey is arming themselves, aligning themselves with terrorist organizations. So why are they still in NATO? Well, you can ask the same thing about United States. Why is the United States still in NATO when they armed and created ISIS? All right. Moving on, more than 200 patients at New Jersey Hospital possibly exposed to HIV and hepatitis. More than 200 people treated at a New Jersey medical center may have been exposed to HIV and hepatitis B or C because of a former employee accused of tampering with drugs, the hospital said on Thursday. Shore Medical Center in Summers Point, located on the southern New Jersey coast outside of Atlantic City, sent letters last week to 213 patients who were treated with certain intravenous medications, including morphine, between June 1st, 2013 and September 17, 2014. You know what? I'm going to just say that sometimes it's more dangerous to go to the hospital than to stay away from it, okay, because you don't know what these people have in their minds. Moving on, the U.S. faces the highest terrorist level since 9/11. I don't have time to go into this, but due to all the hostility between with Iran and North Korea, and North Korea is threatening to blow up the United States, going to turn them into a lake of fire, as we talked about on yesterday. These are dangerous times right now. World War III is on the horizon. Okay, Kohl is to close 18 stores this year, Sears to shutter at least 50 more. You know, the thing is that there is no such thing as job security. You better have your security in God. You better know that God is your Jehovah provider, your Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He's the one that provides for us. You cannot have faith in the economy. You cannot have faith in your bank account. You cannot have faith in your IRA plan, your 401(c). Not your 413C, your 401 plan. You better have faith in God, because He is the only one that can keep you during the times that we're in. Now I'm going to go to the Bible. We're going to go to Jeremiah chapter 2. That's Jeremiah chapter 2, and I'm going to start reading at verse 1. Jeremiah chapter 2, reading at verse 1, and it reads, "The Lord gave me another message." He said, this is Jeremiah speaking, "Go and shout this message to Jerusalem. This is what the Lord says. I remember how eager you were to please me as a young bride long ago, how you loved me and followed me even through the barren wilderness." And I'm going to stop right there. Okay, during Israel's time, Israel at first was, they loved to please God. They tried to do what was right, and they acknowledged God as the one who delivered them out of Egypt, but then they fell away. We're seeing that with the United States. When the United States was first formed, and I know the history about Columbus and the slaves and all of that, yes, but it was supposed to be based upon Judeo-Christian values, okay? We weren't afraid to say God. We weren't afraid to pray. We weren't afraid to have wholesome programs even when television was created, okay? Nowadays, people don't want you to pray out in public. They don't want you to speak in the name of Jesus. They don't want you to you can't have prayer in schools. And this is how far away that this nation have gone, just as Israel did. It goes on to say in verse 2, "I remembered how eager you were to please me as a young bride, how you loved me and followed me even through the barren wilderness. In those days, Israel was holy to the Lord, the first of his children. All who harmed his people were declared guilty, and disaster fell on them. I, the Lord, have spoken." Okay, and God is saying, hey, you know, what happened was God was keeping his promise to Abraham. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. And so whoever came up against the Israelites during that time, they would see the wrath of God because Israel was God's special chosen people. And that's how it was for the United States of America. You know, United States of America was the country that everyone, I'm going to say feared. You know, they didn't want to come up against the United States because the United States had this powerful military and God had blessed the United States. The United States has always been known as the most powerful nation in the world. Now we're the laughing stock of the world. We're not the most powerful nation of the world anymore. China just surpassed our economy, all right? So for the first time, we're not even the top dog anymore, okay? This is the decline of the United States. We've never had where people joked and made open threats against the United States. The United States is the joke. We've seen how far we have fallen. When you're hearing Donald Trump say, let's make America great again, because America is not great anymore, okay? Will America return to her fame that she once had? No, it's not going to happen. Why? Because this nation is rebellious. And verse 4 goes on to say, listen to the word of the Lord, people of Jacob, all of you families of Israel. This is what the Lord says. What did your ancestors find wrong with me? What led them to stray far from me? They worship worthless idols only to become worthless themselves. They did not ask, is the Lord who brought us safely out of Egypt and led us through the barren wilderness, a land of deserts and pits, a land of drought and death where no one lives or even travels. So basically, God is saying here is that you forgot that I brought you through the Red Sea. I brought you through the wilderness. I provided you manna. I provided you quail. I provided you water out of a rock. You forgot who your provider was. And that's what's happening with the United States today, is the United States forgot who made them great. The United States forgot who set them on top of, who raises up kingdoms and brings them down. The United States has forgot who is the God of this universe, who made them great to begin with. And the United States said, oh, I did this myself. Oh, I'm wise. I'm rich. I'm beautiful. I'm this. I'm that. This is the attitude that the United States has. It goes on to say in verse 7, and when I brought you into a fruitful land to enjoy its bounty and goodness, you defiled my land, corrupted the possession I had promised you. And that's what's happened to the United States. The United States is defiled. It is corrupt. We have corrupt government. We have corrupt politicians. We have a corrupt president. We have corrupt politicians. We have corrupt priests, corrupt pastors. It goes on the next chapter to say, the priest did not ask, where is God? Those who taught my word ignored me. The rulers turned from me, and the prophets spoke in the name of Baal, wasting their time on worthless idols. And we don't have time to continue on, but that verse right there in verse 8 is letting us know that the prophets were not, the priests were not consulting God. They were serving idols. We have the same thing going on now. We have pastors that are in pulpits that are refusing to teach the truth, refusing to say what thus said the Lord, refusing to call people to repentance. Why is that? Because they want to fill out their pockets with money. I want a bigger church. I want a bigger house. I want a bigger car. I want a fancier plane. I want this. I want that. I want to be the big dog. You forgot that you're supposed to be a humble shepherd. It's not about the title. It's about the position that God has you in, the office he has you in. It's not about titles. It's not about mega churches. It's not about whether you got 20 people in your congregation or 20,000 in your congregation. We're supposed to teach what thus saith the Lord. And when you fail to do that, then why are we seeing the nation in the shape it's in? Because of the shape that the church is in. Why is this nation crumbling? Because the church is crumbling. Okay? We were supposed to watch a set the example, but we don't set the example. I'm not talking about everyone. I'm talking about overall. But if you have not accepted Jesus into your heart today, I ask that you would say this prayer with me. Lord, I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. I accept Jesus into my heart today. Fill me, cleanse me, make me anew. I accept you, Lord, as the Son of the living God. Have mercy on me. And if you said that prayer, then welcome to the body of Christ. God loves you. He cares for you. He sent his son down here to die for you. And all you have to do is accept the free gift of salvation. God bless you. These broadcasts, they seem to go so fast. So I look forward to being able to get back on my hour, an hour and a half, so I can elaborate and go through more headlines. But until then, we will see you on Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4:30 Central. This is It Is Finished with your host, Evangelist K.L. Rich. Don't forget to call in at 347-426-3031. Again, that's 347-426-3031. God bless you. Until next time.